Yerushalmi, Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel. So the Mishnah begins, Kara Sirugin Nismanim. The person reads the Megillah, Sirugin, which means, the Gemara explain what Sirugin means. He read a little bit and he stopped and he went back and read a little bit more. Even if he finishes the entire thing, it's Yotze, we'll see, says the Bnei Moshe from the Gemara, that even if he stopped and took a break long enough to read the entire Megillah, it's still in all Allah because he Yotze. Oh, Gemara says a Misnamim. He was dozing off. He was dozing off while he was reading the Megillah. And the same idea, since he wasn't fully asleep, he was dozing off and he woke up and he was dozing off. So Mamela, we'll see what the Gemara says, Yotze Allah, you still Yotze. Why Yotze? The Gemara's going to explain later why Yotze. In other words, when you're dozing off, you're not really clear. You can't answer, you won't be able to answer a question. So therefore, you're not really focusing. And you won't be able to, the Gemara explains what it means, the person won't be able to answer, says the Bnei Moshe. And even you're going to ask you a question, you won't even know how to answer it, because it's late, because you're like half asleep. Halakha is still, halakha is Yotze. We'll see in the Gemara why. Kosa Dosh Megillah, person read the Megillah. The Gemara says, was writing. The person was reading the Megillah was writing. Dosh Megillah, he was expounding on the Megillah, or correcting it. If you had a mind to be Yotze, the Megillah's Megillah in such a way, Yotze Mlav Yotze. If not, you're not Yotze. So you read the whole Megillah, pasuk by pasuk, but while you're doing it, you're correcting it, you're darshaning on it, you're magiyah it. So again, if you went in these cases, lo yotze, but if lav, not, you'd be yotze. You got the luck to be yotze. So the Gemara says, what about, Mishnah continues, what about materials used for Megillah? Megillah was written, a person's reading from Megillah, and he read, but it was written with psalm. It was written with a yellow dye. Gemara says a yellow dye. Gemara says or sikra, a red dye. Gemara says or sapas ubukumkim. Or Gemara says or a sap from a tree. Or Gemara says a kakalunas, blacking a shoemaker that uses for black, that he paints the shoes black dye. Any of these cases, you went in and you did it in such a way, you wrote a Megillah with these things, and you wrote it for Megillah on paper or on parchment. Yotze, you're not Yotze. Achik suba shuras al sefer b'diyot. He wrote it with a shuras script on a regular kasav, regular parchment, and wrote it with regular ink. Anything else that you used, anything else is not considered good. Is not considered good, it would not be able to be good in such a way. So in this case, you read anything you put together on these type of parchment, it's not done, mixed together with things that are not good. The luck is, you're not Yotze, unless you wrote it properly with regular black ink on a fully parchment, on a regular parchment, that's the luck in Shulchan Aruch as well. You're not Yotze, if not for that. And then I'll explain why. Must explain why, based upon the psukim in Megillas Esther, it tells you how it should be written for permanence. Sakt the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi says, "You come and say Yotze." A person read the Megillah Sirugim. Sirusim lo Yotze. If you read Sirusim, Sirugim you Yotze. But if you read it Sirusim, you're not Yotze. What's the difference between these two? Sirugim means you read it, but you're apart and you stop and you read it again and stop and you belong to finish the entire Megillah. That's going to be okay. Mishnah says that's good. However, if you read the Megillah Sirusim, means every other one, you read every other pasuk, you skip the every other pasuk or every third pasuk, and you return back to the other one, that's not good, that's not the proper order, that's the mafrei, where it says no good. In such a case, you're not guilty. You have to read each, you can stop in the middle, each pasuk and stop and continue. That you could do, but you can't go ahead and read it bit pieces, and not continue read it together and change the order. That's not good. That would not be good. So I'm thinking, Mother, I love the other Sirugim. Where I said, I might be getting a Sirugim and Kagugulos. Because you read Sirugim and Kagugulos. So what's the luck in such a case? When she said Sirugim, you read it in the case where you read, Mr. Penemo, Carbonado explains, you read Sirugim and Kagugulos. These three words, Mother said, we don't know what they are. These are, you don't know how to explain them, how to translate these words. Gemara says that the pasuk of psiko, you started with one pasuk, you continued another pasuk, you broke it up. Gemara discusses what these are. Sirugim mekagulos. You read the words, the words of sirugim mekagulos, these words that the Gemara talks about, Mishnah Shavis as well, that you brought it The Kabbalah says, because Chazal weren't familiar what these words are, how to translate these words are. But it means it's not straight, not correct, not in order. We don't know which one is which. We don't know Yadah, we don't know which one's better. We don't know which one is smarter. With Chachmah B'Shanim, which one's better? When I say a person gets a Chachmah, but a younger person has greater Chachmah, not. We don't know which one is considered to be more Chashiv. Which one should be considered more Chashiv? Honey, trust me, these things we don't know. They don't know. The Talmidim don't know. We don't know which one is better. We don't know Kodum with the mix together. We don't know which one. So the Gemara says, is the Chavrei? It's a matter of Shaila to Chachamim. The base matters. Which one is greater? The Chachamim did. The Talmidim didn't know. How many said the Lishon Bavrei? Let's go ask Rabbi. Let's go to the house of Rabbi. We'll go and get find out. Ask him all these Shailas. Salkum Mishol. They went up to ask the Shaila. Yotza Shif Shom Mitzal Beis Rabbi. The Shif went out of Beis Rabbi. Said them those Shnayim. The two of them goes who went came in. Who are years first? Who are older? Let them come first. Which means age before wisdom, age before Chachamah. They see that from her lane, they pass in the Shaila, she passed in the Shaila. And when they came in her instruction, to said, let's go now. Let so-and-so go first, he's older. Let so-and-so go first, he's better, he's older. They began to enter one at a time. Not at one time, but one by one. She said to them, why are you going at Tzurugan, Tzurugan? So we see, learn from her, that Tzurugan means one at a time, intermittent, not together. Not in one shot. That she touched up what that means by her words. But let's continue the Maisa. One of the youngsters was carrying a bunch of parchinon, some type of vegetables, parsilin, some type of weeds on top of and they fell from his hand. Amalek said to them, Rebbe, despise your chagolecha, youngster, your chagulos are scattered. They learned from there, chagulos must mean this type of weeds, this type of weeds that he was carrying. And now we understand what that means. She said to them, Amalek said to Amalek, said to Meitzer, bring a matoy. They brought her a broom. So she realized also that means the matote refers to a broom. So she taught them this Amta the Rebbe taught them many halachas, taught them all these halachas as to what it means. Gemara has a ma'isa as well in Rosh Hashanah that it means that they come to understand what it means. I'll sweep a maid. It means the lashon of the pasuk. But the pasuk says the navi matuti ashmad that will sweep away the korban. So these are the things that all these different words that she taught them to take the chumim words that they didn't know, and she became the teacher for them. So the Gemara says, the Batatoi, the Pasuk Yeshaya, Tatisi Matoi Hashman. They should learn from him what it means. All these things, Psukim, all these words that they didn't understand, they came to Ezra Rabbi. She was able to, in that one conversation, answer many of their Shailas. Zok to Gemara Baita. The other one said, Gemara said, like we have a Gemara says, and Yishan Barakas, the same Allah Gemara said, discussion about stopping in the middle of Megillah. What about stopping in the middle of Kriyashma? The same Shaila. Everyone in the door. Shalom Mishnah of Yosek Lee. This is a little screwy. Person stopped Kriyashma long enough to read the entire Kriyashma. Stopped in the middle of Kriyashma long enough to read the entire Kriyashma. That was long of Hefzik. Halakhi Litz when you're on Yotze Kriboso. You're not Yotze. You have to start Shema all over again. That type of Hefzik, that long of Hefzik is no good. Same halakha applies. Where a person was mafsik that period of time, said on the same halakha. Same halakha is no good. You stopped in the middle of Megillah long enough to finish Halal, finish the Megillah, you're not Yotze. I over here, we said, you are Yotze. You must have known that this case would not be Yotze. If you're going, you're reading Halal, Megillah, the Rabbanon, still in all, just like Shema is no good if you stop that long of a half-six, so to over here is no good. I remember we said, after getting the same Tekiyah Shofar, the middle of Tekiyahs, you stop long enough to have a full set of Tekiyahs, you're not Yotze either. It's too long of a hefsik. Tekiyah Tur or Tekiyah, it's too long of a hefsik, you're not Yotze. Sak on the base Rav, Gemara says, the two of them came met by Rav in base matters. Some of them Rav, I feel Shomon, I'll teach you Yotze. Even if they went ahead, they're in all 9 different hours of the day, doesn't make a difference how long you waited in between. You heard 9 Tekiyahs throughout the day. The halakha is you are Yotze. Doesn't apply. We also learned halakha about Zimbabwe. I learned a similar halakha. A similar halakha I learned as well. case where a person goes ahead and blew shofar, such a thing when wait a long time in between the kolos. When I came to Israel, you want to hear it over the whole day. Hafsik is not a problem. Oshamara said it's only be heard in the proper order. No, you heard tekiya, the proper order, even if it took three different times in a day, that's okay, as long as you did the right order. If you didn't do the right order, that's not going to be good. Who Shimon's going to say that? Tough going to say it. So the Gemara of Yosef Boy and Shaila, a person went ahead, original Kia, then the Kia Tura Tekiah was there, Shimon Fushut. Then he goes later on, he heard the Kia Tura Tekiah. Tekiah Akash of Matsir Yosef. What does it both? In other words, you had Tekiah, then a Tura Shatura, the Kia at the end, in the beginning, does it work to continue over the whole thing? Is Yotzi Tekiahs. You know, the first person heard Tekiah, and then the second one already heard Tekiah Trua, the third one comes along and does another Tekiah. Do we say that together, the Mitzvah together, all these scrimmers together, all these Tekiahs together, as if you heard the full Tekiah Trua Tekiah? The Gemara does a Shaila, the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila, the Gemara leaves it unanswered. The Gemara says, we have to be in the Chumra. Some of the say, the Chumra we have to go, they have the same idea, because since it's a Dindaraisa, and you know, you'll see it with Kashina, and you have to go ahead and do it again. As if you did that, the more the answer, the Prey Moshe says, but Besafek is a Chumra, the Raisa, we have to do it again. So the Gemara that looks by Shaila, the Gabi Kriyashma, the Gabi, what about the Kiyas, what about Gabi Kriyashma? You have a Kriyashma and Kriyashma and Brachas. You have a Kassel, or you just Kriyashma and Adu Brachas, Kasseli, or Brachas without Kriyashma. What's the luck in such a case? In other words, you went, you read Shema, but you waited a space, a longer time, to the Brichas Kriyashma, or Brichas Kriyashma, and then you waited for the Kriyashma, or vice versa, or any different order. The Ayots are not. Gemara again doesn't answer the Shaila, and the Bleib Shver, whether Kriyashma Brichasa has to be done in one period of time, or if you have a long hefsek between them, would that be considered as if you'd said Kriyashma with the Brachas or not? That the Gemara doesn't answer. Another hefsek Shlisha. A person went to Kriyashma, and you had long enough to read one third of Ishma. Because of hefsek, you went to another third. You read a third, you stopped long enough to be a third, then you read again a third time. Do we say that's considered as if three interruptions are considered as one? Or do we say no, together, we staff together, it's no good? So what's the law in such a case? Do three make it as if it's a complete hefsek or not? Again, the Gemara also didn't answer the Shaila. And Bleib Shver as well, Hifshei Shlisha, whether it's considered Mitztarfin to be a Hefsek or not, the Gemara doesn't answer the Shaila. Another Shaila, B'shar Kari Shirayim, the person goes ahead, waited long enough to go ahead, to read, a person reading the Kriya Shema, he read the whole thing, he read it himself, B'shairim, or Kalam B'shairim, or do we go by the person himself, all the people. In other words, this person takes a long time to read Kriya Shema. Do we say the Hefsek goes as the way he reads in that long period of time? Or go by most people, a regular person. A regular person does read Kriya Shema at that time, an average person. How do we measure? This is man the hefsik. It's not reasonable to say we measure by the person, but by the average person. Mastam, we go by the average person. It's more mastaber that we go by the average person, says the Pnei Moshe will explain. Mastaber, call out the Mishami. We don't value by this person, we go by the average person. However, an average person takes long to read Kriya Shema, that's this man that we would go by. That's mastaber. Mishnah says the person wrote the Megillah, was reading it, writing it. While he was reading it, he was writing it. Yotze, as long as you finish it, you're Yotze Kriya Shema. Yotze Megillah. Hadar Amashu Mutabasi Malacha. This one says, he wrote it. A person is allowed to do, how you allowed to do Malacha on Purim? How you allowed to do it? You're not to work. You're not to write a Megillah on Purim. It's working. Purim is Asr. The Chari we say Purim is Asr. You can't read, you wouldn't be able to do the work. What are we talking about? Hadar Amashu Mutabasi Malacha. What's he saying? Malacha is a Mutab or not? So Gemara says, no, can't make a right. Anyway, Abba is a Bekrokim. Mishnah is talking about a case where a person wrote Megillah on the 14th day of Adar, in the Krokim, and it's read on the next 15th day of Shabbos, you read it on the day afterwards. Maybe that's what we're talking about. A person read a Megillah for those in the Krokim, read it a different day. Now you're reading it on a day that it's not. Now it's Purim where you're reading it. So now Purim, you're reading it, you do it, even though work was Mutter on Purim. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do Purim, the work before. You know, it's not actually your Purim. That's the case, maybe the Gemara, the Mishnah case in the Mishnah, maybe you're there. In such a case, the question whether you're Yotze or not, with such a, you're right in doing it. That's what we're talking about. Not talking about doing malacha. Nothing to do with malacha on Purim itself. Darsha, you're doing drashas. You're reading, you're dashing it while you're reading it. So the question is, what's the halacha of that? The Gemara says, same halacha. You do a long enough time to go dash and long enough time to make a hefsig. Is it good or not? If actually after got some of the as long as when you're stopping, you're not doing other things. You're not doing, if you're dashing, so you're dashing minyan adioma and the Megillus, you're not being masir dashman. But if you're going to dash long enough that you're going to have him focus on other things, not a focus on the Megillah, that in a Konami you would not be able to do, that would be a hefsig. That would be a hefsig. Has to be where you're focusing directly. When you go and correct in the Megillah, what does that mean? So once again, Yotze, Tani Medakma Tuzay, you're not being particular about the mistakes during the course of Megillah. You're fixing the letters, but you're not fixing the mistakes that are made during Megillah. Otherwise, you can't concentrate. It wouldn't be Kavana. They were reading the Megillah in front of Rav. Each time a different Chayyimim, the one said Yehudim, and one said Yehudim. Rav didn't go and make him repeat the mistake. Which one is the correct way? Is it Yehudim or is it Yehudim? So you see from there, one particular mistakes were made during reading Megillah. Each one read it their own way. One was making a mistake, one was not making a mistake. He pronounced it differently. And Rav didn't correct them. So you see that you go ahead. Either way you could do it, it's fine. You're not mocked, but on the mistakes. As long as you read the Megillah, even if you made a mistake in it, it's not going to be an issue. Mara says, Yochanan, go ahead, read all of them as Yudim. He wouldn't read the things, he didn't read Yudim, rather Yudim with one, and that's the way he read the Megillah, and it's not the way to, you know, it's two Yuds, he read it with one way. He would not read it in the way of two way Yuds, he read it in one way, that was the proper way to read it, that's how he read it. Mara says, Sefer, it says Sefer, it's one to Lashon Sefer. One says he garris. Is it a safer? Is it a garris? Which one is it? Okay, it's that. Kalikir, but Tfiras, Racham or Makel, and suing of the Megillah, Shintafa Bashnaim Eshlosha, talk. If you went at just two or three stitches, it's good enough. Because it doesn't really need a safer. It needs to have a full stitching, like a safer Torah. But here you don't. As long as you attach it together, it'll be sufficient. Because again, it's a book. It'd be sufficient to do that. Paskin in the Halach and Shulchan Aruch says the Karban Eda and the Kursi Garris, it's called in the Garris, so therefore you have two, three stitches, good enough. If it's a Sefer, you have to have a complete full stitching that should remain together. So the fact that it says Lashon Garris, so even if you have only two, three stitches, which is not going to hold, permanently, it's not going to hold it together like a Sefer, that's good enough. Would be considered kosher. So that's the lesson we learn. It's both a Sefer and it's an Igeres, negated to how we read it going forward. We'll stop over here.